Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
And joining us now, Michael Bauer, our correspondent. Take a look at what's happening out there in the workforce for just a minute. Hey, how about this new study saying that your boss needs you more than you need them? So a bit of an employee's world these days, huh, Michael?
Yeah, JT, look, you and I work in radio. We never hear that from our boss. So it's time that American workers got a chance to feel that a little bit, which is right now at this time. There's an upper hand that employees have over employers. And there are tentative signs, JT, that that could last all the way through the economic storm that we're facing right now, and particularly for those on the lower end of the wage scale, because there just aren't as many workers these days. We are in a labor supply that has shrunk, which is giving workers more leverage, it's more bargaining power, and it pushes employers to do two things they haven't had to do for some period of time and now have to really seriously think about reinvesting in either more bargaining power for completing harder competition amongst getting new people into the jobs and or making sure you get to improve the job situation for the people that are there. It's like this trying to understand what's going to be worse. Is it having the employee who's unhappy right now and that you can try to fix and improve their situation to have them stay, or if they go and then having to recruit somebody new to come in here, which is challenging enough in these times, and then put them through the training to get them to where that particular employee is, which one are you interested in doing right now? And that's the big question for employers, because at this point, we're seeing jobs for anyone who wants one. 1.9 jobs for every unemployed worker, according to the latest BLS data. And while the Fed's not necessarily happy with that as it pertains to inflation, and they're trying to tamp that down, which usually means higher unemployment rates, there are a couple of reasons why this study says that those emerging from this tightening period will still emerge with power. Number one, JT, baby boomers are leaving the stage. Labor force participation for those 55 and older is nearly 2 points lower than in February 2020, and that number's growing. Plus, there aren't as many millennials or Gen Zers to replace those baby boomers. And the second part is, in addition to having lost a million Americans to COVID, you've got people with long COVID who are facing maybe even child care pressures or dealing with substance
use. Right.
Those kinds of folks are missing from the labor force, as are a large number of immigrants. And right now, they're not coming back anytime soon. So that, again, puts the power in the hands of the people that are working right now.
Yeah, once you get these employees, you got to keep these employees. So there's so many people that get the job and 2 months later, hey, I found something better. See you later. So they really got to step up with, you know, some concerns that a lot of people have. A lot of that is remote work. If it's possible, please let me do that. I like the benefits, you know, wear some vacation, wear some better pay. All of this comes back. And once again, in the employees circle there, let's talk about what's happening with these midterms. We're getting ready for ours, primary actually on Tuesday, but leading up to the midterms, reporting some studies and surveys out there that some Republicans say they may vote Democrat this fall. Why? What's going on here?
What you're seeing, and this kind of, you can see this as what's happened in like Pennsylvania, for example, was a good indication here with the primary that you saw prior to the primary and you saw leading up to the primary, people like Ted Cruz of Texas going out as a Republican and representing, taking aim at what Democrats are calling the ultra mega candidates, the people that President Trump endorsed, right? In Ohio and Pennsylvania, like Ted Cruz backed candidates like Josh Mandel in Ohio, who lost to the Trump endorsed J.D. Vance. He also backed David McCormick over President Trump's Mehmet Oz, where we're going to have to wait till next week to get an answer on that. But you're starting to see this situation where Republicans are a little concerned that the people that Trump is picking as far as candidates go, which that's usually a gold endorsement. You get a thumbs up from Trump, you're going to win. But they're saying that the endorsements nationwide have triggered a backlash from some local Republican leaders in Ohio, Tennessee, Pennsylvania, Georgia, where they feel as if Trump's picks were haphazard, that they were reckless or harmful to the party's broader electoral objectives and even Trump's long-term interests. So you're starting to see, like in Pennsylvania, for instance, where we got Mastriano, who won the gubernatorial representation for the GOP and Shapiro for the Democrats, you're seeing some Republicans in Pennsylvania that are saying Mastriano is too much for them and that they may go and vote Shapiro, the Democrat, on this one because they don't want to vote for the people they think is a little bit more excessive here, and that Republican leaders as well as independents may be voting for Democrats whether they do it publicly or not.
All right, Republicans, if you're thinking like that, maybe you're going to go Democrat, somebody please sneak up behind these people and pour the Gatorade bucket on them. Wake them up. No, not a good idea. All right, Michael Bauer, thank you so much.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.